out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Kristen in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 at Jam. Second Date Update is also fun. People ask us all the time, oh my gosh, how did it end?
Yeah.
Then, of course, we just say, well, go to MadTownJams.com and you can listen.
Exactly.
Well, listen, we have Brett on the phone this morning. Good morning, Brett. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you could be doing a little bit better because obviously you like someone who's not getting back to you when it comes to, I don't know, the phone or social media. So what's the lady's name that you went out with?
I went on a date with Mary.
Okay. Oh. Tell us about Mary.
Yeah, tell us.
Well, yeah, we met on eHarmony. And we really hit it off. I mean, we both love going to museums, watching movies, and playing sports. And then we decided to meet for dinner at La Trois.
Ooh,
it was really nice.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Mm.
And I feel like we were laughing and having a good time. And then all of a sudden she started acting a little distant for some reason. And we had a hug at the end. And it was a little awkward. But I thought it was still a good date. And I don't know why she's not calling me back.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, is that what you guys spoke about? Is like, you know, traveling and going to museums and all that fun stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we both love The Godfather, and then she's a big football fan like me.
Yes.
And she's a fan of Monet, and I'm a little bit more of a... Yeah. I'm not as well-versed as she is on the different artists, but we both do love going to museums, and and I found her very interesting, and I'm confused why she didn't call back.
Huh. Wow. I mean, that's kind of weird, and then it just kind of ended with a... What, did you say with a handshake or a huggy?
It was a hug, but it was kind of like an awkward, it wasn't as passionate, I should say.
Mm. Right, yeah.
Gosh.
Well, it is the first date. It sounds like a great date, though. Like,
Les
Trois is like an amazing restaurant, very popular.
I've been there.
And then it just sounds like overall you're really nice and you guys have a lot in common. So that is weird.
All right. So how long has it been since the last time you've spoken to her?
Probably a couple weeks.
Oh, a couple.
Oh.
Ooh, this can be sometimes not the best. Mm-hmm. All right, my man, this is what we'll do. We'll play a song, and then when we get back, we will call Miss Mary and see. I mean, you have all these fabulous things in common.
Yeah.
You went to a fabulous place for dinner.
Uh-huh.
That is high class.
Good choice.
You get to look at the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great time.
Yeah.
And then we'll figure out why she is not getting back to you in like 3 weeks. Sound good?
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Hopefully getting a second date between Brett and Mary coming up next with Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We're in the midst of a second date with Brett.
Yeah.
He's calling in about Miss Mary.
Yeah.
So they met on eHarmony.
They did, which is a great... I think that's one of the best ones.
Is it better?
I think so if you're to use a dating site, but I don't know.
Yeah. What would you consider like the trashy, like hustler?
I think Tinder is trashy.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Okay.
That's my personal opinion.
Right. And I heard Plenty of Fish is just like literally.
Yeah.
You want to lay down?
Plenty of Fish.
Let's lay down together. All right. So, Brett, again, you met Miss Mary on eHarmony. You guys have a lot in common. Love movies and playing sports and going to the museums.
Yeah.
You went to dinner at La Trois.
Ooh.
And then, like you said, everything sounded good. It went well. But then you kind of got like a half hug.
Yeah.
And it's been like weeks since the last time we spoke to her. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Well, let's call her.
Well, let's do it.
Because
I want to know.
I know.
I mean, I'm curious.
We're your wing women, Brett.
Yes.
Okay?
We're your wing women.
We got
love
you.
It.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, is this Mary?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, girl. So, listen, you probably are like, who are those two chicks on the other end of my phone?
Mm-hmm.
This is Krista and Tracy. We are calling from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. You're on the radio.
Hey, girl.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Say hi to everybody right now on the Beltline.
Uh-huh.
Driving.
Yeah.
Hi.
So, listen, girl, you have become a very popular topic right now with us. And someone else. Yes, girl.
Oh, yes, you.
So someone went out with you like a couple weeks ago. You met on eHarmony.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot in common.
Mm-hmm.
We heard you love museums and very great artists and painting. And you went to La Trois.
Ooh.
Now, oh, my God.
Not many guys take women to La Trois.
No,
honey.
They don't.
That's
expensive.
A high price.
Yeah.
So do you remember, Brett?
Yeah, I remember Brett.
Well, okay. He remembers you.
Yeah, he remembers you.
He still remembers you after 3 weeks.
Uh-huh. Isn't that sweet?
So nice. Nice. So listen, he wants to know where you been.
Yeah, where you been, girl?
Yeah.
Listen, I mean, no offense to him or anything like that. I just, I'm not super interested in Brett.
Why?
Why?
Well, we sat down for dinner and, I just, you know, when somebody's talking to you and you're like, I know this person, I know who this person is. This is like not the first time I've met this person. And
oh, really?
Yeah, I swear to God. And we're sitting next to each other and I'm like, he does this thing with his lip that I recognize. And maybe that's weird. But then I was like, I know this guy from high school. I went to high school with this guy.
Get out of here.
I mean, like, I guess maybe I would understand why he wouldn't recognize me. He was like very popular and I was not, but he made my life like miserable in high school.
Oh no.
Oh no. He's like one of these people on you.
Yeah. He was so mean. I had these like whole mouth set up. He used to call me Metal Mouth Mary. It was like, it was a nightmare.
Oh, so you had braces. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. I had
girl.
Like,
I had it too.
Braces.
Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of people have braces.
Yes.
And people would make, the most fun of people with braces. I remember in high school.
I don't know why.
Up. Seriously.
Yeah.
I remember
people
that.
People were mean in high school.
Yeah.
Seriously. I'm sure, Tracy, you were picked on.
I was picked on. Yeah.
Wow. So he doesn't recognize you.
You guys didn't recognize each other.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's obviously been a little while. I just got out of a very long-term relationship. And so it was like, I don't know.
How weird.
So I'm just curious because it's been a while.
Yeah.
So obviously he was popular. So he was hot back in the day.
Uh-huh.
Is he not as hot because you don't recognize him as much? You know what happens. The hot ones, they kind of ugly sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, he's an accountant. It's like,
yes, we all have our vision of a accountant. Yeah. I don't know what that is, but So he wears slacks, probably.
He wears slacks.
Yeah, he's like very corporate.
Okay. And then obviously you're a way hottie because he obviously didn't recognize you. Did you think you looked the same or do you think you look way different? Because obviously he didn't recognize you either.
Yeah.
I look very different. I definitely look very different. Yeah, I take care of myself. So
I'm just curious. Just curious, did you like him before you figured out who this was? I mean, it sounded like you guys were having a good date.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie to you. It's like, it's hard now that I do know who he is.
Yeah.
So, it changes everything. But
it's
I don't know. He was nice.
It's like bad flashbacks for you, obviously. Mm. And you know what? People do change. And that's why I want to let you know that Brett is on the phone.
Yeah.
He has listened to this entire conversation.
Yes.
So, Brett, my man, do you remember picking on Mary? Do you remember her?
Mary, I'm so sorry. I do remember you now. How did I know? I completely forgot. I mean, you're Mary Thomas from high school. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to be. I was a different person back then. Okay, I've grown a lot since then. 15 years ago. I mean, it's
right.
I'm completely different now. And yeah, you look amazing.
Oh,
and sorry that I was mean to you back then, but I don't think that should get in the way of who we are now. I mean, I'm sure you've grown a lot more. Obviously, you've grown a lot more since then. And
I do look very different on the outside, but honestly, I'm not a different person. I liked museums. In high school, I liked The Godfather. In high school, so it's I was a good person back then, and I'm a good person now. So I don't know.
You know what I think? This is what I think, Brett. Because I think this is a really good time because there are other kids right now in high school that are listening to us that might be considered picking on people or bullying.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Can you just share with them real quick about? Yeah. How, dude, that is not the way to go because obviously you feel bad for acting like that. Why do we do it? Why do people pick on it? You just try to be in the popular group?
Well, I mean, it's for all the kids that are listening, I guess I'd just say it's not worth it to try to be cool for other kids or to think, if I make fun of this person, it's going to make me look good. I don't even talk to any of those people anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you're not going to to put those people on a pedestal.
Yeah.
It's just be true to yourself. And if you, let's say you like someone and other people are making fun of them, stand up for what you like.
Stand up for
who you like and who you want to be around. And it's 4 years of your life it's a drop in a bucket. It's really not going to make you who you are. And if it does make you who you are, if high school determines the rest of your life, then I'm sorry. Then you haven't been doing enough living.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my
God. Brett, that was
Mary.
Well, yes.
Mary, you need to go back out with him. This is a true love story.
Well, he's a very much of a changed man.
Yes, he is.
And a lot of people, peer pressure or whatever,
yes,
have gone through this.
Yep.
And so, but I understand, girl, you've got some, you know, hard feelings from the past. Ooh. But maybe you can let that go with, obviously, what he just said was very sexy.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it was pretty nice.
I know.
Yeah, it was. It was.
So what do you think? Yeah. I mean, obviously Brett likes you.
Yes.
You guys have a past. Maybe you guys can talk about high school and all those other people. I mean, you obviously you have some history, but now you can make some new great history.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Yay!
Yay!
Yay! Thank you, Mary.
Yay! We did it again!
On 93.1 Jams.